Well, as the calendar starts to turn towards September, it kind of snuck up on us a little bit here, but it's been a long, hot summer, and time to get it out on the course, guys, because we do have an opening week of meets on the schedule here. Again, as I said, people have paid the price, put in the miles this summer, and Friday and Saturday, there's some great multi-school affairs around the state to start our 2006 high school cross-country season off in California. Got some action up in the north and the south end of the state. Siskiyou warm-up up at Mount Shasta. Some good action there. A great, great group of girl returnees in the northern section. Natalie Soika, Bethany Rasmussen, and Cynthia Lycona. Outstanding individuals went 1-2-3 in that meet last year. We'll assume that Katie Fritzky, Mount Shasta, is going to take her annual trek down to the Granite Bay meet. But if she shows up at Mount Shasta, the girls section, that meet will be very, very strong. And we'll kind of get a preview of some of the strong boys from the northern section, that Siskiyou warm-up meet. Down in San Diego, it's Wolfpack Invitational. Aaron Gillingham, Tori Pines, Moreno from Valhalla, a couple of the strong individuals who competed in that affair last year and should be back this year. On North Coast section, Rancho Cotati Invitational. Again, very young Petaluma boys team, number one ranked in their division this year in the North Coast section, are coming out there. One of the state's great young groups last year should be leading that affair as a team. On the girls' side at Rancho Cotati, off of last year's entries, Maria Carrillo, very, very strong once again. They have Kristen Sanzari, Aaliyah Gray, Leanne Fogg, an outstanding trio leading what should be a great, great group for Maria Carrillo. And again, they were the winners last year at Rancho Cotati. Moving to Saturday, northern section, Coach Shani Moran did a great job at Humboldt State, has added a high school section to her meet. Saturday up along the northern coast, the Toro Team Builder, Central Coast section, and Toro Park. Kind of see what's happening in that section early on. And then down in San Diego, the Vaquero Stampede, another, again, opportunity for San Diego folks to get out on Saturday morning. Danuba Invitational, the Central section. Allison Gonzalez, one of the outstanding individuals in that section, led the girls' side last year, and we'll kind of see what boys paid the price in training this summer. Outstanding meet this coming weekend, Saturday, should be the Granite Bay Essex Invitational at Willow Hills Reservoir in Folsom. Could feature, if everybody shows up, one of the great early season girls races in the United States. Marie Lawrence, Alex Kosinski, Marie from Reno, Alex from Oak Ridge High, both Foot Locker National finalists last December in the sport. Well, forgive Maria if she doesn't show up Saturday. She's just back from the World Track and Field Championships in Beijing, where she was a finalist in the steeplechase. But understand Reno has a very strong team this year. And again, if she and Alex should hook it up front, or some other outstanding girls in that Granite Bay Invitational this coming Saturday. Boys' side, Granite Bay last year featured a great team contest between Madera and Jesuit, a couple of the outstanding boys' teams in the state. Should they show up once again this year, they look like they're primed to roll once again. So again, that was a great, great meet last year. Look forward to it being a highlight of this weekend's action. So again, it's time to roll, guys, because, hey, this is the opening weekend. Hopefully we'll have a preview of some of the teams in the meet as the week rolls along here. But as we head towards the weekend, we'll look for some results and pictures of this weekend's competition show. So it should be a great, great start. Catch you then.